Let's have a word of prayer. Amen. Father, we give you thanks and all the glory to you for this precious time with Calvary Chapel of Lisbon, our precious family in the Lord. And I pray that your word, your thoughts, and your heart can be given this morning to your people, Father. And we just open your hearts to your word. And everything that happens here is going to be for your glory and your honor. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise God. We're going to talk about new seasons, but same promises. New seasons, but same promises. And we're going to be talking about the nations of Israel in the times of Moses. But sometimes the seasons change, but the promise of the Lord doesn't change for us. Amen. I remember when I started my worship ministry, and if I can tell you how my worship ministry started, today I was very thankful because I said, I'm preaching, so I'm going to let them sing, the chorus, the choir, sing more than that, and I'm blessed to have them, right? Let's give them a, amen, what a blessing that we have them for helping the worship team. So, I remember that my mom, because I got saved when I was 8, but when I was 10, the people who guided me to the Lord, they left. So I didn't know, you know, I was 10 years old. I didn't know what to do. So I quit going to church. So I was kind of like in the world when I was 15 and 16. But when I was 16, I rededicated my life to the Lord. And I remember that I was on fire for God when I was 16 years old. And I was going to church sometimes 3 to 4 days a week at night. A lot of young people was at the church. So, yeah, we have friends, we have services, and it was fun to be there too. And so my mom, she saw that I was studying. I was still in high school. But I was getting home very late, very, very late. So she told me, she was, my mom, you know, I grew up with my mom. My father, he died when I was 9 years old. So my mom have to be for me, mom, dad, and a surgeon, and a general, you know. And she was very strict. So she told me that I was coming late, and she didn't know that I was kind of like going to church, and she thought that I was doing something. She told me, are you Christian? I said, yes, I'm Christian. Well, tomorrow you have to pray 5 a.m. with me if you're a Christian. You have to wake up because you're coming too late. I say, okay. So my first morning, she woke me up 5 a.m. before going to high school to pray because she thought I was doing something different. And so I wake up, and we went in a room. I took my guitar, and I began to worship the Lord with my guitar. So when I saw my mom, she was crying. She's crying with the Lord. She was touched by the Holy Spirit and giving her heart to the Lord. And she was not walking with God. And I remember, and the Lord, after many years, the Lord told me, your worship ministry started with your mom in that place. Because I was singing to God and His presence was there. And but when I came to the USA, it was a different season. I came in my 50s. I have been a missionary in Guatemala for 30 years, serving as a missionary over there. And I came to start all over again here. New season, but same promises. And for 2 years, I was doing many other things. And but His promises are the same. I had to work until 12 in the midnight to cover my bills. And new seasons, but same promises. And that's the reason that I'm so blessed and I'm so thankful to be as a part of this family. And thank you for your patience. And thank you, Pastor and Ruth, for older patients when I started 1 year ago, leading the worship with you in English, because I have done 30 years in Spanish, but now I'm doing it in English. Hallelujah. Praise God. New season, same promises. I put a mic here so you can, somebody can help me to read. We're going to read Deuteronomy chapter 31 from verse 1 to 3, please. Somebody can read it. There's a mic here. We'll turn it on. Just somebody can stop with a good voice and just read. Deuteronomy is going to be there too. Yes, Christine, hallelujah. I like that spirit.
Okay, Deuteronomy 31. Joshua, the new leader of Israel, then Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. And he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, here we have, sometimes if we want to realize the promises of God, we have to be real. And Moses, he was real here. He said, no, I'm 120 years old. I cannot walk anymore. I cannot go to this promised land. And it seems like my time is different. It has changed. But the promise of the Lord is still here. Amen? New seasons, same promises. And the leadership has to change from Moses to Joshua. And here in our church, in our family, we have experienced that the leadership has changed. We are blessed to have our pastor every Sunday giving us the word of God. Amen? The way he prepares his heart for the Lord. And the promise for Calvary Chapel, when he took the leadership, was still the same. God had a wonderful and has a wonderful promise for this church. Amen? Amen. And right now, these last years, with our pastor, Ron. So, the good thing about it, when we talk about this new season, is I like this part of the verse. When it says, verse 3, it says, the Lord your God himself crosses over before you. And this is something that we can rest. Many times, we're thinking in the future. What is going to happen next? How am I going to be next month, next year? But the Bible says, the Lord your God himself crosses over before you. The Lord is over there in the future before you. You can rest in him. Amen? You can rest in him. Hallelujah. So, in verse chapter, let's go to Deuteronomy 34, verse 8. And it says, this is just one verse, so I'm going to read it. It says, and the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. How many days?
30 days.
So the days of the weeping and mourning for Moses ended. So the Lord understands our sadness. There's a time to cry. There's a time to be sad. But we cannot stay in that emotional stage all the time. It has to end. We have to give it to the Lord. Every burden, every Sunday. I said, Lord, I remember a story about one man that he says, I'm working hard. you know, in my job with a lot of problems every day, but there is a tree in my house. Before I enter to my house, I bow my knees in that tree to the Lord. And I said, Lord, all my burdens, I give it to you. And when I enter my house, I enjoy my children. I enjoy my family. So it's okay to be sad. But when it's too much, it can hurt you. You have to give it to the Lord. Let's read Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. If somebody can read it for me. Joshua 1 and 2. I think it's going to be here. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
God's commission to Joshua. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel.
Amen. Thank you. Let's just stay there. Amen. It's okay. No. I'm done. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Karen. I want to point verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Let's say one more time. Moses, my servant, is dead. Can you hear that word from the Lord to Joshua? Because how many days were they crying? 30 days. He said, Joshua, it's over. He's dead. You have to rise. You have to go to the promised land. Things have changed. It's not the same. It's a new season, but same promises. Now, sometimes in life, there are many things that they are dead, but we're trying to still dealing with the dead. There are some relationships that they don't work anymore. Some jobs that they don't function anymore. And we're still trying to get that dead body and trying to work. And it happened to all of us. I think it happened to me when I was 48 years old, and the Lord was telling me, Roger, when you're 50, you're not going to do the same. He put that thought in my heart. But you know what? I was doing that thing all over again because I wanted to keep that dead body. But the Lord told me, when you're 50, you're not going to do that anymore. It was something that I knew that it's going to come a new season in my life. But every time when I had an idea, it was the same idea. Have you been there? Now, remember how the Lord said to Moses, Moses is dead. So can you just think in things that you are trying to hold on, but they don't work anymore. And the Lord is telling you, hey, I have a new season for you. I have a new path for you. And you know what? I will be with you. I will cross over before you. And that thing just gives us rest to our heart. Amen? So Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, and it's very interesting in these passages, there are many parts in this verse, chapter 1 of Joshua, that the Lord says to Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. There are like four times that he says the same thing. So we will review these passages when we have to be strong and a good courage. Amen? So let's go to verse number 2. Say, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. So number 1, The first thing that we have to be strong and of a good courage is because you have to arise. Sometimes the person that has to arise is yourself. Because if you don't arise, it will be hard to help others. The Bible says that sometimes the just, in Proverbs 24, 16 to 18, it says, "For a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity." So the righteous man may fall seven times and rise again. We have to be very, very careful with our heart when somebody falls, when somebody makes a mistake, because we can be in the same position. That's the reason we need to have mercy when somebody falls. Amen? We need to have mercy. We have to consider ourselves that we can be in the same position. Now, when we fall, we can rise again. But the problem is that when we like the fall, when we like to be in that position all the time, but we will always find in Jesus Christ forgiveness. Always we will find His hand to lift us up so we can rise even seven times. So the Lord is calling you to rise. Rise up. I am with you. Probably you have been in depression. You have been in anxiety. And more than 30 days. But Moses is dead. And the first thing that you have to be courageous, be strong and of a good courage, is when you have to rise yourself. You have to say, "No more. God is with me. He will open the Red Sea for me. He will open a new door for me. He's my God. He's my provider. He's my counselor. He's my wisdom. He's my peace." Amen? So you have to rise up. So Moses, "My servant is dead. Now therefore, arise and go over this Jordan." That's the word of the Lord to Joshua. Arise. Tell to your friend, say, "Now therefore arise and go over." Tell him. Tell to your friend. "Arise and go over. You and all these people." Now, the second thing that we have to be strong and of a good courage is because sometimes we have to lead others. "Go, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel." Sometimes the Lord is telling you, if you want to lead others, you have to be strong, of a good courage. I'm calling you to be strong because you will lead others. Leadership is not easy. It's not easy. There are some jobs that are very, like they say, the hospitals, working in a jail, as a director of a jail, pastoring. It's not easy. Because you have to lead people to a new land. And sometimes we have the same problems of the people of Israel. People complain. People talk about leaderships. People want, why don't you have in this church what you have in the other church? But every family is different. Amen? Every family is different. We cannot have it all sometimes. But we have what the Lord has given to us. And we have to be thankful to the Lord. So you have to be strong because you're going to lead others. Let's go to verse number 6. Joshua 1, verse number 6. "Another, be strong. Be strong and of a good courage. For these people you shall divide us as an inheritance, the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them." Wow. So you have to be strong and of a good courage because you will share the inheritance. And sometimes that's what happens in life. People, they are not secure. But a secure leader always shares. A secure person always shares. Be strong and have a courage. You will share the inheritance. You will give the land. This is for you. This is for you. And this is security. Let's go to the next one. Verse number 7. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Now, very interesting here. Moses is probably the leader number one in Judaism. For us, it's Jesus Christ. If you read the book of Hebrews, we can find the supremacy of Jesus Christ there. Chapter number 1 of Hebrews says that Jesus is superior to the angels. Chapter number 2 says that Jesus is superior to all mankind. Chapter number 3, it says that Jesus is superior to Moses. So we have the supremacy of Jesus Christ for us. He's our leader. But now Moses, the Bible is saying, be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Sometimes take boldness to be strong and very courageous to obey the Lord. In what the Lord is calling you to do. Christine, she comes here and she encouraged to do evangelism, right? We have to be courageous to do evangelism. You know, sometimes we have people, and I will give you a secret when you want to share the gospel. The Lord always put breaches, like a bridge. When you talk to somebody, sometimes the people talk about some subject, and sometimes that subject is like a bridge that the Lord is building so you can share the gospel with them. But you have to be courageous. Amen? Because it's not easy. But we have a spirit of power, a spirit of love to share the gospel. And this is what the Lord is saying to Joshua. Be strong and of good courage to obey what God has told you to do. So my question is this. In what area of your life the Lord has been talking to you about obeying him? Now the Lord is encouraging you, be strong. Be strong and have good courage to obey what I have told you. Verse number 8, Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart from you, from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good successful. Now remember, the Lord told them, this is the land, these are the borders of the land, and the prosperity was to accomplish that, to get that land, which was the promise of the Lord. Now, the Lord is saying to them, I don't want you to, this book of the law, I don't want you to depart from your mouth. You have to meditate in it. You know, it takes courage to read the word of the Lord every day. Right now we have so many apps, right, that we can read the word every day. We can hear the word every day. And the Lord is saying to you, be strong and of a good courage, so my book, the book of the law, shall not depart from your mouth, from your heart. You have to meditate. And you know what? I have realized that this generation is changing so much, because we don't have a balance let's just say, in the news, we have, let's just talk about the news in the TV, like CBS News, Fox News, NBC News, whatever. We have 11, hear this, we have 11 lefties of those news and one right conservative. So we have a disparity, right? 11 plus one. Now, can you imagine YouTube? And YouTube is the same. We have more people oriented to being liberal, leftist, and very few conservatives. And these people, some of these people, they are paid, and they are brainwashing the young generation because it's a tremendous disparity. It's tremendous what is happening right now. And people is changing about many subjects, many ideas. And sometimes we think that the influencers, they are authority. And they just said, well, I believe, I'm making questions. This is what I think it can be. And for that reason, the Lord said to Joshua, be courageous and bold, so my word can be in your mouth and in your heart. Because sometimes those ideas are more in your heart than in my heart. And you know, right now when I watch the news, I know that disparity, it's, you know, 11 to 1, and I watch the news, I watch it like this. You know, when I watch YouTube, I watch it like this. Because I know they believe, they think, they suppose, it looks to me. But his word is forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the reason, because if you don't realize, your heart can change, your mind can change, and suddenly you are in a different path, and you are bitter, and you have no hope. And this is what people don't understand. And you have I remember that I saw somebody say, I want to go to Africa because I cannot live in this country anymore. Oh, that woman went to Africa. When she was in Africa 2 months, she wanted to come back here. Why? Because they are hearing all these negative things in their heart. But it's better to wake up every morning and say, thank you, Jesus, for this day. Your words in my heart. The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. So get the word of God. Be bold to get the word of God in your heart. So number 9. Joshua 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong. You have to mark that, be strong, in your Bible, where the Lord is telling you that. Be strong. Be strong and of a good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord is with you. And the Lord said to Joshua, because probably Joshua, he has some, you know, insecurities like all of us we have. And the Lord said to Joshua, I'm going to be with you the same I was with Moses. I'm going to be with you. And the Lord is telling you, remember that I had to change him when I was 48. That I was doing the same. I was doing the same. And the Lord told me, when you are 50, Moses is dead. has to be something new in your life. And we are afraid of that new season. But the Lord is telling us, be strong and of a good courage. Do not be afraid. Not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. So if the Lord was with me in Latin America, that is harder, the Lord's going to be with me in this promised land in USA. Amen? Because he is with me wherever I go. And wherever you go. And that's the reason he's telling you, do not be afraid. And this is what happened to me when the Lord told me. And I was traveling for 30 years I was traveling. Traveling, doing concerts, traveling, all Latin America, traveling to some Hispanic churches in the USA. And the Lord told me, Roger, when you're 50, no more. It's going to change. And when I was 50, I said, one day I said to my brain, what am I going to do now? And the Lord just answered me with, you know, the Lord can use your thoughts. He said, okay, I have been doing this for 30 years. For 30 years, I've been singing, playing keyboard, leading worship teams. Okay, I'm just going to share my experience. So I did my academy online. Or my academy in Guatemala. I was in my house and online. And first was in my house. I remember that I went to sing in a secular mall. I was singing. I had my pamphlets about my academy. I put my pamphlets. I took my equipment. I was singing there just to share. Hey, you want to sing? You want to learn? Play keyboard, you want to get your children to study. And I remember that my wife came from college and she was kind of like embarrassed to see me sing there. And but I was trying to promote my academy. I was trying to promote my academy. And my first time was in this mall outside with unbelievers. And so somebody from New York called me. I was in Guatemala. Somebody from New York called me. Say, do you give, this was before the COVID. Say, can you give classes online? I went, oh, yes, I can give classes online. So I got my first student from New Jersey. And later somebody called me from New York. And when the COVID came, I got all my platform already. Online. So when COVID-19 came, the Lord just used that thing in my academy in Guatemala explode. And had many, I was training worship teams online, 8-9 singers from different churches. And it's a blessing to train worship teams because every church that is planted will need a worship team. So I see it like being a part of the body of Christ. So, but when I was in my desk thinking, what am I gonna do right now? I could not see that thing. For that reason, the Lord is always telling us, do not fear. I am with you. I am with you. Remember that verse? In Deuteronomy chapter 31 that I read to you, the Lord your God himself crosses over before you. You're telling me, Roger, well, I have to do things. I have to go. I have to go to this job. I have to do this. I have to do this change. I have to be in Florida. I have to. I have this fear. But the Lord is telling you. The Lord is telling you, the Lord your God himself crosses over before you. Let me tell you, church, the Lord has already arrived there. Amen. And you can rest in that. You just need to be obedient to God. You just need to be in His Word. You just need to be courage to take other people to the promised land. You just need to help others. Leadership is not about ourselves. Leadership is always about helping others. You know who is the people who is a leader? Is the one who are helping others. That's it. The moment you help other people and you say, hey, we need this time, we need these resources, we need, that's a leader. It's very simple. But when you focus too much on you, you're not a leader. And this is what the Lord is saying to Joshua. Arise and go over, Joshua. You are the first that needs to be arise. You know, it's not good when you are the father and the mother and you're having too much problems and your kids become your psychologist. That doesn't work. Because they don't want a father and a mother like that. You are the father, you're the mother. You need to rise up, amen? And walk. And you are the one who first needs to rise up. Because the Lord is with you. He will give you His Spirit. He will give you His Word. So you can enter others to the promised land. You have to have your Word in your mouth. Has His Word in your heart. Amen? And be courageous to obey what the Lord has calling you right now to obey in the Lord. Leave whatever is not from the Lord in your life and walk in obedience to the Lord. Amen? Why don't we pray? Amen? Let's just have a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you thanks this morning. All of us are experiencing new seasons, but we have the promise of the Lord. No matter if we are 40, 50, 60, 20, 30, or we are just a young generation trying to find out in this world what we're going to do. But your promise is the same. You are with us. Father, every fear that is in this place is gone in Jesus' name. And we take your word. The Lord your God Himself crosses over before you. Father, we rest in that promise that you already arrived over there. That you will be with us. We need to focus in our obedience and our love for your word and our love for you. Thank you, Father, for Jesus Christ, for His supremacy, because He's our greatest example. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just take a time to pray. If you feel to pray right now, just lift your voice, make a prayer to bless the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody else wants to pray? Just lift your voice. Thank you, Jesus.